Project Carthage, which is actually this evening. Could we stand for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Commissioner Mason and Commissioner Michaels are absent this evening. Okay, and let's look at the minutes from our last meeting, and our last meeting would have been June 1st.
Chair, I make a motion to approve with a waiver of the reading of the minutes, the minutes for the meeting dated, our meeting dated June 1st, 2022.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Okay, all in favor, accepting them? That's 5-0. Approval of warrants?
I make a motion to approve payroll manual warrants 2229, 2230, 2231, 2241J, 2242J, and 2243J.
Second to that motion?
So moved.
Questions? Comments or explanations that you saw when you looked them over?
That's for the financials.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay, all in favor of accepting? That's 5-0. Maine County Commissioners Association, I don't believe there was a meeting in the last couple weeks, has there been?
I haven't heard of it. There has been a meeting.
Central Workforce Board, Commissioner Kelly.
I have nothing new to report. There is a meeting upcoming that I may be able to attend just because school is out for the summer. And meetings tend to be in the morning, so I should be able to attend that virtually.
Treasurer's report.
So the financials, everything's looking good. This was as of the May 31st. All within budget. The jail, we're on last month, and they're still looking really good. So I have no concerns there. We are still waiting on the compliance audit for APA. And I had passed out, at the request of one of the commissioners, a sample financial. This is just one of the possible ones that we can run in the new software. What this report is by fund. So the first page is general fund, and then you have the reserves, and then you have the special revenue funds. I don't know if that's, you want all of that information. It's kind of a information overload. Normally I just give you the general fund. I don't know if quarterly you want the rest, but that's a sample of what we can do. I'm working on making others by departments and, you know, various types of reports, but that's a sample one so that you know we really do have the software and information is in it.
I actually like the presentation. The value of it, for one thing, is I'm looking at the previous one that you provided to us, and I know that you're actually, I think you've shared with me in the past, that you're actually taking it from the financials, putting it into an Excel spreadsheet.
Yep.
You're having to re-enter all the same numbers constantly.
Yep.
This, you're explaining, if I understand correctly, this is coming from the core
directly
system itself.
Right from it, yep.
So I would imagine hitting the button that says hit report is a lot easier than manually entering all this data.
Yes.
Having worked with Excel spreadsheets, I know it is.
I just want to make sure you're getting the information the way you need it.
Well, I think the key with this type of budget that you're proposing to show us, I was looking at the report that you provided us for this month, and you indicated that we were we had spent too much money, or the budget was over, I believe, on regarding gasoline, or looking at the price of money.
Yeah, I have a question on that one.
And yet you said we would be under budget because you said heating costs was under budget.
That was my question as well.
Frankly, I'm concerned about that because, well, I know heating costs right now is like, okay, although it's been a little brisk this last few weeks sometimes.
So
price of fuel this fall, do we have a contract?
That's a Dave question, but I believe, we're using gas instead of heating oil because it's cheaper?
And right now that's pretty steady. Natural gas at the moment is steady.
But it's steady, but it's not inexpensive to the best of my knowledge.
It's not what?
It's not inexpensive.
Correct.
Okay, that's, and I guess this type of format here would show us a better idea of what you have left. But, I mean, you could also do 12 months, but I won't go there. I'm going to be happy with this. I know my other commissioners may not want this much detail, but I actually like it, and I'll let them speak for themselves.
Once every day, I'm fine with it.
Yeah, I think that's very easy to follow. You know, it's the way that the reports are organized. Very nice. You must be enjoying being able to produce different, you know, reports at the touch of a button, the click of a button.
Yeah, well, I have to create them first, but I could customize them, and which is the good thing about the software. It's very flexible, a lot more than the previous software.
Yeah.
So it's just trying to get the right mix of what everybody wants. So.
Much easier than before.
What's that?
Much easier than before,
yes,
though.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Question.
Yep.
So okay. Just so I can wrap my head around it, gas is over 30,000. Oil is under 42, so we're not using oil, we've just been using gas.
Correct.
And the jail budget ends in July?
June 30th.
June 30th.
Next week. Yep.
So it's almost over.
Yep.
So the offset of the oil will cover the overage of
correct
gas. Golden. Yep. Good to go.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question. On the sample still, on the sample right now.
Oh, yeah.
So on the last page, you have the jail budget and then the inmate budget, page 8. That's on a different fiscal year than on the other pages, right?
The jail is, yes.
Okay.
Yep.
But you have from January 22 to January 2031.
It was just a month's snapshot for a sample.
Okay.
Yep.
So will there be a distinction between
yes,
the two?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
So that we'll know what period
correct
that budget ends.
Yep.
Okay, great. I like this very much. Going to the financial report, I noticed that prescriptions for inmates is up $66,000 over budget. Was that because it was not well budgeted, or is there super increases in meds?
You say meds? I heard a lot.
The prescriptions.
Prescriptions?
Yeah, inmate prescription.
You talking about like my proposed budget for next year?
Yeah. Well, it's currently over $66,000. Is what he's asking.
Yeah, there was an increase. In
he's just asking what it was, what the increase was.
I can to report. I can't tell you exactly what the meds were, but there's definitely increased costs and prescriptions have gone up.
Yeah, that's a lot. And I'm wondering. The question was.
MAT.
Is it
liver guy?
Well, that's prescriptions. They had a lot of hospitalization and some sick folks, so a lot of it may come from that. We also started doing medication-assisted treatment last year. That may be some of the cause as well.
But you have a separate item for hospitalizations.
Right, when they come back, they're often on extensive medications.
Okay. So is this because you didn't have enough information when the budget was made, or is the amount of costs going up that high, that fast?
I've never seen an increase of that before, ever.
We did depend on who, I hate to say it, but who lands up in the jail. I mean,
you can
have a year.
I really,
not necessarily all healthy souls, but.
I can't foresee what could be able to be HIV or other issues, so. Always kind of kept a couple thousand over or under. This year we got unlucky. We had some sick folks.
Okay.
And we did start a new program, the MAT program, which probably accounts for some of that, but no way near $66,000.
All right. Okay. That's okay.
Any other questions? Motion to accept the treasurer's report.
Second, Roland.
All in favor? It's 5-0. Cats or chairs or whatever, and do administrator's report.
I should have sat down in the chair for the treasurer's report and come over. Administrator, interim administrator's report. Just a couple of quick things. This is my first stab at these. I began meeting with all the department heads, met with about half of them. I discussed with them what was going good in their department, what was not so good, and what I could help them with. Also, all department heads have started their budgets, and I'll be scheduling budget meetings to review their budgets with them at the end of June. I think I'm the only one that's not close to being done with mine. reminder, there is no meeting on July 6th because of the holiday, but we do need to print checks. In the past, we've done electronic warrants, and we've also had commissioners come in to sign. Either way works, but I need to pay the bills, so I was wondering if we could discuss that. And also, the last thing, there was a, should have been in your packet, there should have been a net energy billing credit contract. And it didn't make it in the on the agenda for a vote this time, and it was a misunderstanding on my part. However, if we get an idea whether or not you may approve it, the company will hold the contract rate until the next commissioner's meeting. So kind of get a vibe that yes or no. And if you have any questions on that one, Dave is here to answer any questions. And that's all I could come up with for this time.
So on this, let's back this up to your number three item. Years ago, when we didn't have a meeting, four of us would just agree to stop in and sign. And then during COVID, they started sending them to me, and I sent them to you by DocuSign. Either way, however commissioners want to do it is.
I personally have no problem coming in, and obviously if you want to do DocuSign,
okay.
That works too.
I can show you the software.
Okay.
I have to have a procedure done that week, you know, actually the day that would have been our meeting. So I won't be able to come in. I don't know if, if my signature is necessary, then, you know, maybe DocuSign would be happy.
Okay, so I got two.
If not, then, you know, we have four of them.
Yeah, as long as we have
can
four.
Can I come in Tuesday?
Tuesday, yeah.
The 5th?
Yes.
Yes.
My wife's out of state and no daycare, so I'm going to have a 3-year-old with me, so I got to figure this out.
Okay, so that makes four.
I will be here.
Okay.
Don't have to worry about it.
I can do it either way.
Okay.
As long as I have a reminder, email reminder.
Yeah, I'll send a reminder a couple times.
So if you know, I'll communicate with you if somehow we don't get the signatures. I'll just send them out to a couple people by DocuSign.
Okay,
yeah. All right. Then on the number four, do we want to discuss that? We've got 30 minutes before we need a recess. Do we want to discuss that so we are ready to vote on it at the next meeting and put it on the agenda to vote?
Well, it's 30 pages long. I'd like to at least look at it a little
okay,
more.
Well.
The other thing is we're not attorneys, so what is our procedure of having this reviewed by our attorney?
Can I mention that? So this contract is the exact same contract that we had last time, which Larry did send to our attorney. And the lady, I don't remember her name, but she said that it's a standard contract that she would easily see herself. The only thing different from this one to the last is the percentages of what we owe, that we own and the savings we would receive. So the areas that are highlighted are what's different from the last contract.
Can we send it to our attorney?
We sent the last contract to the attorney.
Yeah, but just this one too.
Sure.
there's nothing, is there anything, there's nothing different about it?
Nothing different, it's exact same contract, all you had to do is change the company we would be buying from, the percentage that we would be buying, and the savings that we would be receiving.
Definitely need some time to look it over before discussing anything, I would.
So you're making, you're referencing on page seven,
Yes.
28.6, can you refresh my memory and tell me what it was?
So the 28.226 would be the percentage of the solar field we would be buying. So we have to buy a certain percentage of it, and that whatever it generates is what we would be receiving for savings.
What was the old percentage?
Yeah, that's what I, of the purchase, I don't remember the purchase. I can tell you the savings. The savings were, the old one was about 20%. This one's only gonna be about 14% savings.
So, yeah, residential right now is 15% savings, you know, so.
And just based on our savings would be $17,000 savings on the 14%. If we decide to sell our rec points, which are the renewable energy credits, we would gain another 25,000 minus things like 10% for the selling fee.
So this contract would save us 17,000 at annual, is that what you're
correct
saying?
Along with the rec fees if we decide to sell them.
And why would we or would we not sell?
So again,
I just want to ask that question.
If we keep them, it could make us look good that we're keeping energy, green energy points, saving our carbon footprints. But if we sell them, we would save another 25,000.
It's 25,000 selling what? What did you call that?
The REC points, REC points, renewable energy credits.
Was that 25,000 annually as well, or was
yes,
that?
Yes, annually as well. Okay. But every year on that one, you'd have to decide to sell them or keep them.
But that's 25, and yet the electrical savings is only 17, correct?
Correct.
What's the benefit of retaining green energy points?
To make the county look a little better?
Look good on paper.
That's, you know, just make us look better to the public that we're saving our carbon footprint.
But we're still using the, so we're still...
We'll still be using the solar.
We're just not retaining points.
Correct.
So how does this work with the cost of electricity changing? How does that affect these savings? So today...
It would be based on percentages, not the cost of kilowatt.
So the more we spend, the more we save.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Bad way of looking at it, but yes. And one of the big stipulations on the contract, it's a 20-year term. Just keep that in mind. We can get out of it. Essentially, we would sell the contract to another company that would want to buy it from us.
Okay, so we'll put this on our next agenda.
One second.
It'd probably be helpful, yeah, to just one second. Today, as you're going over this, if you email him the questions to be answered at the next meeting, then that will give you a little bit of a heads up to if there's something you need to research.
Definitely.
Okay. How long was our last one?
What do you mean,
did we have a contract?
We did. No, we never signed it.
Okay.
The contract expired out before we could sign it, and CMP was battling that solar project, and CMP won that project.
So nothing came from it anyway?
No.
Back to the administrator's report. Is there anything else we
no
need to?
That's all I can come up with this time. All right,
here. Can I ask?
Yes, go right ahead.
I see on our webpage we went out for a paving contract.
Yes.
And I'm curious, I guess I'm, you're not aware of that?
No.
Okay. Perhaps
maybe you want to explain it better than I can then, for anybody to explain why, what we're doing?
So part of the capital project for the jail was repaving the parking lot. That was all part of the capital.
Where am I? The one up front?
Nope, the jails.
The jails out back, okay.
That was approved in last year's budget, so this year we finally had the opportunity to go up to bid for it. We publicized it, we went out to bid like 6 different vendors, a couple quotes came in, one looked feasible, and we didn't make the deadline for this meeting, so it's gonna be going on the next meeting.
Okay, so we will be reviewing.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
I, well, because the contract quote was due June 6th or something, probably a month in a way, I know that. And I did see it on the agenda, and I'm saying, okay, who's, are you awarding the contract without telling us? If that's the case, I guess I'd like to know why we're doing it that way.
No, you have the contract.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, anything else? Okay, let's move on to comments from the public. All right, on to new business, the remote meeting policy, and I'll turn it over to the administrator.
So, previously, you had mentioned doing away with the Zoom, the remote meetings. If they're going to do that, this policy that was passed will need to be repealed.
And do we, and we need to create a new policy to replace that?
Good. Substantially, it is, I think, it is what we are doing now. The dates, of course, are different, and the person signing it is different. The old one can be amended. It has to be completely.
So what does the old one say with this one?
It's in your packet.
The old one is too.
Yeah, that's the
old one. I'm sorry, I just found one and I didn't.
So,
just the one in there is the old one.
Oh, this is
the old one.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
See, the dates are October 2, 2029. It was signed by Larry.
Yeah.
So because you're not providing the video over the web, against policy right now, because we have a policy saying we'll do it. So we
do
need
we?
To repeal this, yeah.
Because I read item 3 and it says, we'll provide conference call and or video.
Yeah, number 7 says.
Okay, so.
So aren't we, if we provide conference call, that's, we, it's and or, it's not.
Okay.
It's, am I misunderstanding?
No, and or.
And also number 7 is kind of, it reads funny though, a little confusing. Maybe that can be clarified. If I can read it, it's only 3 lines.
No, go right ahead.
All votes taken during public proceeding using remote methods must be taken by roll call vote that can be seen and heard if using video technology. And heard if using only audio technology. By other members of the public body and the public, and I think I know what they're trying to say. You know, if you're using a phone, you can't do video. If you're on a screen and we can see you, that's a different story. I think that needs clarification.
Yeah.
It's very convoluted.
So the basic idea is that all votes should be heard.
Basically, yeah.
And that followed the lines of the state guidance during COVID, whenever you had a Zoom meeting and somebody was on Zoom. I couldn't just count hands up on the screen. They had to give a verbal confirmation of their vote.
Then in that case, then, instead of and heard, if using only audio technology, it could be or heard if using only audio technology. So that's one thing. And I don't know what the hanging and is at the end of that paragraph.
Yeah, I don't think that.
It's just observations. No, it's good to have clarification too.
And I will let you know, because I did tell them that I would bring it up to the commissioners. We did have one phone call after the last meeting that was from Representative Randy Greenwood. He was calling on behalf of someone in the city of Wales, town of Wales, that was disappointed that we were doing away with the video. I think that's probably, Dave, the same person that's always, there's one person that's always on from.
But Zoom and YouTube are two different entities?
Well, yes.
Because people would watch YouTube after the live meeting.
Right, and she was disappointed that she wasn't going to be able to watch the meetings. And I will say, this is somebody that has watched the meetings. That would be Commissioner Mason's district.
Yep.
One thing we could do is reach out, have Commissioner Rick Mason reach out to them, and just someone could always patch her in, you know, on their own telephone or iPad or something for the meeting. That would be a real cheap, easy way to do it. But I wanted you to know about that comment that did come in from the public.
I'm not following you on the, how is this going to work with the town of Lisbon or Garrett?
Well, it's Wales, he represents Wales. So I'm just saying we'll use him to reach out to this person.
Oh, okay.
To tell them that we'll find them their own pathway, and then if.
Yeah, or she can listen on via video conference. Rather than, you know, using someone's phone to have her listen. Is there a way that we could, you know, amend this current policy as opposed to writing a new policy?
Would you like me to adjust it for just telephone?
I mean, that's an option.
I don't think you need to. I mean, call and or.
Okay.
It allows us to, if the opportunity comes back that we, you know, have the money to budget video, it's doable. The audio that we have is currently it's phone here that we have in the corner, correct? Mm-hmm. Do we have a conference phone? And I apologize for not knowing, but whenever I go to the conference room, they always have these little like starfish.
That has it. It's just probably not just plugged in, but there is one.
Oh, yeah, it's right there on the corner.
Oh, okay. So
we should have set that up.
We would need to set that. We should have set that up tonight for this meeting. That would be my answer to it.
All right, let me get back to the agenda. 15 minutes and.
Supervisor, you need to come.
Okay, the sheriff, are you going to take over now or shoot or how? That we're at.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
In hindsight, Major Shoup and I would like to take you up on your offer for executive session.
Okay, sure. So this, we're going to be looking at the union contract for the supervisory union. We have 15 minutes before the 6 o'clock meeting starts, so I would entertain a motion for an executive session. And that would be, let me find here. They're not listed on here. It'd be an executive session to negotiate a union contract. I don't have the title numbers with me.
Executive session under Title I MRS.
Thank you. Oh, that's what I need right there. Thank you very much. No, I don't think that's.
Did we?
Okay, yes, it is.
Yeah, that's right. That's what it is. And then a quick.
Title I MRSA, Section 405.
Six.
Okay.
I can discuss our personnel.
Are you making that a motion?
Yeah. I make the motion that we go into executive session based upon Title I MRSA, Section 405, 6, D. D. Labor contracts.
So, second.
All those in favor?
Oh, she's taking it.
No, I'm just writing. All those in favor?
Terry's voting against.
Did we adjourn the other meeting?
I recessed.
Oh, recessed?
So we'll finish the other meeting.
Was there a first or a second, or just a?
There was a first and a second. Terry Kelly and Ryan Hughes, and 5-0 to come out of executive session and recess. And the recess, the chair called us.
Okay, all right.
Okay, good evening. It is June 22nd, and it's 6 o'clock, and this is our Anderson Valley County Budget Caucus. And I'm going to turn the floor over to our interim administrator, Bruce Proctor.
Hello. Please sign in at the door if you haven't already. As required by the Anderson County Charter, it is again time to caucus for the purpose of nominating budget committee members. All municipal officers are requested to meet here tonight for the purpose of nominating two residents of your commissioner district for the county budget committee. At least one of the candidates must be a municipal official, as defined in 30A MRSA, Section 722.2. Nominations shall be received from the floor and require a majority vote of those municipal officers present to be approved. When giving nominations, please state your name and title, whether you are a councilor or selectman, and which town you are from. Then state the nominee's title, such as councilor, selectman, or resident, name and city or town they are from. And I will turn it over to the commissioners.
Okay, we'll start with District 1 and Commissioner Clark.
My name is Edward Ford from District 1 in the city of Lewiston. Are there any nominations for this district? Yes, sir?
Hello, my name is Larry Hughes. I'm Councilman Ward 5 in Lewiston. And I'd like to nominate myself as well as Robert Reed, Alicia Ray, Jason M. Lavoy, and Brett Martell.
Okay.
Do you nominate?
Sandy, you're all set with that?
Are they all residents? Are
yes,
they all?
I'm sorry. Yes, all residents of Lewiston. Albert Street, Bidwell Street, the information you need for them.
Okay, that's good.
Are there any other nominations, or that's it?
That's it, sir.
Okay. All in favor of the nominations?
And from the district that would vote in favor.
So how many nominees were there for the city of Lewiston? I'm sorry, I thought it was 5.
On District 1, there's 4.
Plus yourself.
And plus myself is 5.
That's 5, yeah.
How many members can we have on the committee?
Well, he said there were 4 residents that'll be voted on. We'll have a ballot created, and they'll pick the councilman with 1 resident. Oh, for Lewiston.
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Oh, because there's different, if you knew which districts they're in, that would be good, because they're all in one.
All of mine are in one, yes.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I thought some of them were in District 2.
No, that's me.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, I don't know you all.
So only 1 out of the 4 would be elected, plus Mr. Jean as the official from that district.
And do you Can we make a suggestion on who we like out of those?
Thank you, I voted at the council meeting.
Yeah, we all vote on that.
Yeah, you vote on them later.
Thank you. First time around.
Okay, well, I'll muddle through this together. Okay.
You just agree that you're in favor of who you voted for, the majority of.
District one, vote for that to accept those nominees.
That's when you just say all in favor and they say yes or a or aye or.
All in favor of the nominations?
Aye.
Yeah, that's just what that says to do.
Now we'll move to the next commission.
District two, Commissioner Poirier, please.
Hello, my name is Roland Poirier. I'm the commissioner for District two, which is part of Lewiston. Are there any nominations for District two?
Yes. I'm Councilor Linda Scott from Ward one in the city of Lewiston. I nominate myself for District two, as well as Bridget Sikowski, also from Lewiston and in District two.
Okay, let's make sure Sandy, any questions about that?
That's good.
Go ahead.
Are there any more nominations from District two for the city of Lewiston?
Just those two.
If there are no more nominations from District two, all those in favor, please say yay or nay.
Yay.
And the second person is not.
She couldn't make it this evening.
Okay. I was just wondering.
Yep. Sorry.
No problem. Then we move on to the next commissioner, I believe.
Commissioner Ames.
My name is Brian Ames from District three. My district is part of Lewiston Green in Durham. Are there any nominations for District three?
Good evening. My name is Lee Clement. I'm council president of Lewiston. And if nobody else wishes to stand up, I'll stand up as an elected official from Lewiston for District three. Thank you.
Board, don't have anybody else?
Are you nominating yourself?
I'll nominate myself.
Okay.
I second.
Are there any more nominations for District three?
You'll need to go out recruiting.
Yeah. All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Clement.
We can chat.
Okay, District four is Lisbon Sabatis Wheels. Commissioner Mason is not here, so is there anyone here from that could make a nomination from the cities, towns of Lisbon, Sabatis, and Wales?
Hi, I'm Norman Plant from the Sabatis, the selectman. I'd like to nominate Angela Mitchell and also Noel Hinckley, selectman in Sabatis. Angela is a resident.
Okay. Are there any other nominations from District 4? And all in favor of those nominations? Thank you very much. District 5, which would be Commissioner Michaels, and Commissioner Kelly is going to take over.
John Michael can't be with us this evening. He represents District 5, which encompasses Park Auburn. Do we have any nominations for District 5?
Yes. Brian Wood, Assistant City Manager. We would like to nominate Councilor Leroy Walker and resident Larry Pelletier.
Thank you very much. Do we have any other nominations for this district?
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
Does everyone agree?
And Commissioner Kelly again for District 6.
My name is Terry Kelly. I represent District 6, which includes part of Auburn, the town of Mechanic Falls, and the town of Poland. Do we have any nominations from District 6? Yes, sir.
Nathan McNally, Poland Select Board. I'd like to nominate Jane Hethney. She's a Select Board member in Poland as well.
Wonderful. Do we have any other nominations from District 6?
We do. Brian Wood, Assistant City Manager, Bill Kroll, the City Manager, and President Gordon Bell.
Wonderful. Any other nominations for District 6? All those in favor?
Aye.
And do we all agree? Yes. Thank you very much.
Sandy, is there anything you need information there? Okay, and District 7 is Leeds, Livermore, Livermore Falls, Minot, and Turner. I'm Sally Christner, and I'm looking for nominations from District 7.
I'm Lisa Chesery, I'm a Board of Selectmen in the town of Minot, and I nominate myself for the role of the Budget Committee this year.
And I have an email from Kevin Nichols. And Lisa, I guess I'm going to ask if you would do this. Kevin Nichols is asking if someone would nominate him, and he sent his proxy that I can accept the nomination on his behalf.
And what town is he from?
He's from Turner.
Okay, and I nominate Kevin Mitchell, Nichols from the town of Turner as well.
Okay, any other nominations from District 7? Okay, all those in favor of those nominations?
Aye.
Nobody from Leeds wants to put their hat in this race? Okay, very good. Okay, thank you very much. And we can now adjourn. Budget Committee.
So now we have to talk.
Hi, it's very nice to meet you. Pyramid, yeah.
Yeah.